B-O-B, Bob. Two B's, just one O. It's the Bumpkin Bob Show. Bob, Bob, good old Bumpkin Bob. Crank it up and here we go. It's the Bumpkin Bob Show. Now you won't see him dressed up in a suit and tie. The fact is he's rough as a cob. But if you want somebody to tell it like it is, he's the man for the job. We're talking Bob, Bob, B-O-B, Bob. Two B's, just one O. It's the Bumpkin Bob Show. Bob, Bob, good old Bumpkin Bob. Crank it up and here we go. It's the Bumpkin Bob Show. From Siloam Springs, Arkansas, it's the Bumpkin Bob Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Bumpkin Bob coming to you from the Bumpkin Media Studios here in beautiful Siloam Springs. Hey, we're preaching. It's Sunday. This is your annual preaching service right here on Sunday. Teaching and preaching just like we always do. It's colder than shit here in Siloam, but at least it's sunny this afternoon. Hey, I got a job site tell or two to tell today that actually happened to somebody else. But before we get into those, let me tell you that if you want your job site tell read here on the Bumpkin Bob Show, email us at contact@bumpkinbob.com. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Bumpkin Bob Show. And don't forget about our webpage over there at bumpkinbob.com. Come on, people. Our hour-long YouTube videos are available there. All our podcasts are available there. It's the happening place to be. All right, let's get into this job site tale. Let me set this up. Probably 25-plus years ago, and it happened to be the same company that I worked for, but they were doing a job that involved two buildings that was that were connected with a skywalk on the second floor. So the first building actually had the MDP, and for you non-electrician people, that's the main distribution panel, but is actually an MDP room, so had a rather large three-phase 480 service coming into this distribution room. And then from there, they set panels in other parts of these two buildings. But the one electrician happened to be working in building one right around the corner from the main distribution room. The other electrician was working on the first floor of building two. So he had a panel all terminated and was ready to make it hot. So he came over to building one and found these, it's like a 400 amp break panel over in the other building, found the breaker for it, turned it on, walked over. Well, he had to get to the sky bridge. He had to go to the second floor, walk across the sky bridge to the other building, down to the first floor to where his panel was at. Well, he gets over there, checks voltage, doesn't have any voltage. Walks back up to the second floor, walks back across to the first building, down to the first floor, walks in, the breaker's on. So he goes to leave and walks back up to the second floor and across the sky bridge. Well, unknown to him, electrician number one was watching through a window, and when he would start across the sky bridge, he would slip in there and turn that breaker off to that panel. And then he'd go back and stand at the window, and when the guy would, when he'd see him coming back across the sky bridge, he'd go in there and turn the breaker back on. Well, this kept going on and kept going on. And finally, the guy said, went to the boss and said, "I don't know what's wrong." So the boss came in there, and first thing he did was notice that electrician one was working right next door. So they turned the panel on, and he kind of stepped away and kind of watched. And sure enough, when the guy started across the sky bridge, electrician one come in there and shut the panel off, shut the breaker off. Well, the boss said, "How long have you been doing that?" And he said, "For about an hour." He goes, "Don't you think it's time you let him get some work done?" He's like, "Yeah, I guess." Now, they never told electrician number two what had been going on. They just kind of left it at that. And because they probably didn't want electrician one to get his ass whipped, because that was a lot of walking this guy was doing back and forth. Anyway, those are the little job site tales we like to hear. It's just a cute little job site tale. Nothing too bad about it. The second one involved the same guy, electrician one, but it's a little quicker even than that one. But the boss had went to like the, and you electricians and construction guys are gonna know what I'm talking about. The boss had went to the like weekly job site meeting of the foremans, kind of talk about progress. And you know, kind of on a side note, I started to say sad note. It's kind of sad. Kind of on a side note, you know, it'd be interesting to hear from you other construction guys whether you think those meetings are a waste of time. You know, sometimes I think they're valuable, but for the majority of the time, I think they're just a waste. I think it's a way for general contractors to make believe in their own brain that they're actually doing something. You know, that's probably going to catch me a lot of hell over that. But if anybody's got any thoughts on that, we can talk about that. Anyway, he went to this job site meeting, and it just so happened that where he was sitting out one of the windows of the job site trailer, he could see his truck. Now, this guy is the type of guy that he knows where everything is in his toolbox. It has to be in there a certain way. So, you know, people had learned over the years that you don't just go get something out of his truck or out of his toolbox. You ask him to go get it for you. Because if you go get it and get his toolbox out of order, then he's all out of order. So he's sitting there, and he could see the back of his truck. Well, an apprentice that he had hired a few weeks before comes out and gets in the back of his truck and basically just starts taking everything out of his toolbox, just cleans it out, sets it in the bed. So this guy would never admit to being OCD, but he's probably a little OCD about certain things. So it was kind of getting to him sitting here in this job site meeting because he couldn't get up and just go out there. But here this apprentice he had hired is out there taking everything out of his toolbox. And I'm talking about the crossbed toolbox on his truck. So it's stressing him out anyway. So finally he gets to the point that he can get out of this meeting. First thing he does is walk right out there, and he's like, "Dude, what are you doing in my toolbox?" And he's like, "Well, those other two guys sent me out here for the wire stretcher." And he said he immediately looked at the building, and there this electrician one from the first story and another electrician were standing over there watching this kid just cracking up. And he said he went in the building. He said, "What are y'all doing?" He said, "We thought it'd be funny." And he's like, "Yeah, it was funny, but he cleaned out my damn toolbox." So they ended up, he had to tell the guy and go out there and help him put everything back in his toolbox. And while I'm thinking about it, now that it just hit my little pea brain, I'm going to tell y'all a pet peeve of old Bob's, especially on the job site. And I know we can get this story in because it involves that same apprentice. Oh my God, 10 years later, probably. I mean, it'd been a while since he had worked for the company. I'd gotten hired on, had worked for the company several years. But my pet peeve, and for you electricians that are out there are going to know this, what I'm talking about, is when we've got wires strung out, whether it's number 12 THHN, that, you know, we've got, you know, like three hots and a neutral, and like some call them boats. When you do that, when you're three phasing and sharing neutrals, they'll say like, we got three boats going in this conduit. You've got those strung out and you've pulled them to length and they're laying in the floor and you're doing all you can to protect them. And then jackasses walk up and step on them. It just irritates the shit out of me. Personally, I feel like it's being disrespectful to my trade and to me, but others don't see it that way. And then I have this, maybe it's my OCD, I have this constant fear of, you know, maybe we've pulled off three boats that are going in a 1-inch conduit, we get them pulled in, and then when we start heating stuff up, we've got something going to ground because somebody stepped on my wire and broke the insulation. Probably wouldn't happen, but you never know. That being said, and I'm going to get to my original story, but the same thing. I had an electrician buddy that worked for another company that they were pulling in a service and had pulled their wire, strung it out, and had it across a parking lot where nobody was parked at a brand new building, so nobody was there, and then had taken orange cones and put it on either side of their damn wire to keep people from driving over it. The job superintendent drove up, got out, moved the cones, drove over their fucking wire, probably shouldn't say that word, and then put the cones back with them all screaming at him. That's just disrespectful in my opinion. Now, I'm sure it was like 500 MCM, THHN with a nylon jacket. I'm sure he didn't break the insulation, but he could have. What if there had been a rock or something laying underneath one of them, and when he drove under it just right? You understand when that sumbitch went to ground, how big a boom that might have made? So, depending on what size, how many sets they were pulling in and how big a service it was, that could have been a big boom. Boom, boom, boom. Anyway, let's get back to my original stepping on my fucking wire. Y'all know that I'm a big guy, no doubt about it. But this guy that I'm talking about was probably a full head shorter than me and outweighed me by about 50 pounds. And then he was one of those electricians that was determined to wear, he had the full tool pouch, had the pouch in the back, pouch on each side, and came around, and I bet he had 30 pounds of fucking tools in it that he carried all day. I honestly don't know how he got up and down the ladder, to be honest with you. But I was downstairs by myself in a corridor pulling off wire for home runs, and y'all know what I was doing. I had my lengths measured, and I was numbering both ends as I was pulling them off and getting them ready. And this was all number 12 THHN. Well, I had it pushed to one side of a long corridor. And again, I'm the only one working on the first floor. Well, the boss tells this guy, who's not an apprentice anymore, to go downstairs and help me pull those home runs off. I mean, not that I asked for help. He was told to come help me. He comes down the stairway at the far end of the corridor, walks out in the corridor, and literally gets on the side of the hallway where the wire's at and walks the whole hallway down on my wire. And I yelled at him. I'm going to not use his name. I was like, dude, get off the fucking wire. He's like, I'm not on the wire. And I'm like, look at your fucking feet. You're walking right down the hallway on the wire. I said, you know, I don't understand it when sheetrockers do it or framers do it or plumbers do it or the flooring guys do it. But when a fucking electrician does it, it really pisses me off. So anyway, those are three little job site tales today. Let's see. The first two had two of the No, wait a minute. We had one character that was in all three, the boss. We had electrician number one was in story one and two, and then the apprentice slash eventually journeyman was in story number two and three. There you go. All right, y'all, that's it for us today from the old Bumpkin Bob. Remember, if you've got a story you want read on here, shoot us an email at contact@bumpkinbob.com. Remember to check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and YouTube at Bumpkin Bob Show. Don't forget to, I forgot what I was going to tell you to do, not to forget to. Anyway, I guess it wasn't that important. Oh, one more thing I wanted to mention real quick to all you electricians and tradesmen that take home company vehicles, lock your toolboxes up a few weeks ago, and it's odd what they took. I had a half-inch ratchet set that was bought from Harbor Freight, so it wasn't a great one. And the tool tray, of all things, in my toolbox, my crossbed toolbox, stolen out of my truck right here in my driveway. I've lived in this same house for 20 years and never had nothing. And I walked out the other day and my toolbox was cracked open. And it took me a few days to figure out what they actually took. You know, it's like, and then I needed something out of my tool tray. And I'm like, motherfucker, they took my tool tray. So you tradesmen out there, whether you're carpenters, electricians, or plumbers, lock your shit up at night, even if it's sitting in your own driveway. So that's our public service announcement from the Bumpkin Bob Show today, because nobody hates anybody more than a fucking thief. So from the Bumpkin Bob Show, we're out. Hey, y'all, it's Bumpkin Bob here. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll enjoy our monthly episode even more, uploaded first on bumpkinbob.com. For all the Bumpkin content, follow us anywhere you can, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And don't forget to leave us a review. 5 stars are good, 1 stars are not welcome. And this is Bumpkin Bob, and we're out.